Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, O Lord my God, I praise you for your limitless power and I thank you for powering my life forward beneficially. I praise you, O Lord my God, for your limitless power and I thank you for powering my life forward in a beneficial way. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to our God. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please, let the blessings that I've been praying for be delivered to me now. In the name of Jesus Christ. O God, my Heavenly Father, please show me mercy. Let the blessings that I've been praying for be delivered to me now. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 7 and 8. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 7 and 8. I'll read from Holman's Christian Standard Bible, HCSB version. I read, if there is a poor person among you, one of your brothers within any of your gates, in the land the Lord your God is giving you, you must not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward your poor brother. Instead, you are to open your hand to him and freely loan him enough for whatever need he has. Full stop. Praise God. This is the word of God from the Holy Bible. The commandment that God gave to the people of Israel through Moses while they were still in the wilderness on their way to the promised land. And the Almighty God is saying the same thing to you and to me today. That we should not be hard-hearted, we should not be tight-fisted to our fellow brothers and sisters, but we should be generous to help the needy. Do not stop the stream of living waters from flowing from your belly. God is the owner of the resources in our possessions. And we are going to give account to God because we are just custodians and stewards. I'm always interested in the challenges that make my life to be better. I look out for such challenges. Recently, a gentleman took his older and less endowed friend to the hospital just for medical examination. There it was discovered and decided that his older friend needed to undergo a surgical procedure, which would cost about $10,000. There were cheaper alternatives, but this man settled for the safer and the more expensive option for his older friend. And promptly, he settled the bill. I have seen much wealthier fellows who refuse to do as much for their, even for their blood relatives. Then my wife pointed my attention to it. He said to me that that gentleman could have watched his older friend die, then give the wife and the children maybe $2,500 for the burial. And they will have thanked him profusely. They will have praised him to high heavens for his love and generosity. That morbid option of contributing to the funeral instead of settling the bill for the man to be in good health, that morbid option is what most people of the world today will settle for. But the Almighty God, the just judge, the all-seeing one, who sees every bowel, he will reward everyone according to their deeds and their motives. May our deeds be right, godly, and may our motives be pure. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks because in our walk with you day by day, by your Spirit, you speak to our hearts. Lord, we express to you our willingness to be transformed, to be sanctified, to please you well. Please help us. I pray that none of us will be weary to walk away from this walk. We will continue to walk with you until you take us to the very right side of eternity. Thank you, Holy God. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.